Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
The status quo in Cyprus cannot be the island's future, President Nikos Christodoulidis reiterated on Sunday. The island is at a critical juncture in its history, he said. With tireless efforts, contacts and pressure, the Cyprus Republic has opened again the prospect of starting negotiations on the Cyprus problem, he added. He said he welcomed the statement by the UN Secretary-General's envoy on trust building. Speaking a few days earlier, Holguin had said it is crucial to build trust, which has been seriously lacking, as a basic condition to build a future. Trust building between the Republic of Cyprus and Turkey is necessary, Christodoulidis said. In other news, a 29-year-old man was arrested on Sunday after he was believed to have been involved in an argument which saw him pull out a gun when he was involved in an incident with a group of youngsters. According to the police, the incident took place at around 4 a.m. on Yosif Haji Yosif Street in Strovolos, outside a bakery, when the customer had a verbal confrontation with a group of youngsters as he left. When he reportedly attacked one of them, the rest of them got involved. At this point, he is reported to have gone to his car, from which he got a gun, to threaten the group of young people who scattered. In other news, 9 people were arrested on Sunday as the police staged a special operation in Nicosia and Paphos to identify third country nationals living illegally on the island. During the operation, a total of 130 people had their status checked, while 9 arrests were made for illegal stay in the Republic. In Paphos, police searched 10 apartments in a building in Kato Paphos, where 4 arrests were made, while in Nicosia, police checked 95 people, of whom 5 were found to be illegally here. Procedures for the deportation of all 9 were started. Moving on, every effort is being made to upgrade the competitiveness of the agricultural sector, Agriculture Minister Maria Panayotou said on Sunday. Speaking at the first Mandarin Festival in Arakapas, she said the Common Agricultural Policy Strategic Plan for 2023 to 2027 provides for a total funding of 454 million euros to support agricultural activity and the sustainable development of the island's countryside. Our common goal is a modern, efficient agricultural sector which ensures a fair income for the people who serve it. Our goal is to support rural communities to remain vibrant hotbeds of economic, social, and cultural development, combining agriculture, tourism, and the protection of our natural environment, she added. In other news, the Green Party will continue for many years, its leader George Perdikis said on Sunday, vowing it would take a strong line against the exploitation of both people and the environment. He was speaking as the party marked 28 years since it was founded, adding that our country can hope for a better tomorrow. He said the party would use the upcoming vote for MEPs to offer the country hope. We will put people and nature first, Perdikis said. Perdikis referred to a party as a phenomenon, as it is the longest standing party formed after 1976 and outside the scope of the 4 main parties of the left and right. And finally, renowned Italian artist Francesco Camillo Giorgino, known as Milo, celebrated for his large-scale murals across the globe, is bringing his talent to Cyprus this week. Milo will be collaborating on the Art Square project in Limassol to produce a collection of open-air paintings celebrating the beauty of Cyprus's nature and its people. The 6-story high artworks will be part of Limassol's bid to be named European Capital of Culture 2030. While I've had the privilege to paint around the world, my involvement in the Art Square project in Cyprus is truly special, Milo said. Starting from February 28, the public is invited to witness Milo's creative process firsthand as he brings his vision to life in Limassol.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.